Hello. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I'm your host, Teresa.
And I'm Denver.
And this is Thread Talk Tuesday.
Episode 18.
Episode 18. Oh my gosh.
Actually, wait. No, this could possibly be episode 17.2 because we did download one the other day and our audio files just never came up when we went to go into editing. So that was like, we were feeling good. We did like a 3-hour episode.
It was 3 hours.
That is now lost. And we only have the iPhone audio, which just didn't sound very good. So we don't think we're going to put that out there. So we're kind of just like redoing it. So this is technically could be episode 17. And if we can find that audio file, maybe this will be 18. I'm not really sure at this very moment. We're trying our best to recover that episode.
Yeah. Well, we're not redoing that episode. We got all new stories so we can have genuine reactions.
Exactly.
This time. But there is one story that we have to reread.
Yes.
Because it's a very important update.
If you guys have been following along from episode 10, Bachelorette Party, Bride Makes Money Off a Bachelorette Trip. It was a crazy story that we have been following. So just to give you guys a quick recap, if you're not going to go all the way back to episode 10, or if you're new to our page here at Thread Talk and you haven't listened to episode 10 yet, essentially the bride-to-be charged all of her bridesmaids $650 to go to a Florida, you know, penthouse or
villa,
lakefront villa, and then her dad gave her money. The sister-in-law found out that the dad gave money so that she would pay for the villa, but then she never gave the money back to the bridesmaids, and it was this huge drama that was unfolding, and essentially all the bridesmaids found out, and they said, hey, this is no longer a bachelorette trip. We are taking all of our significant others, and it's a mini vacation before the wedding was planned. So then they go to the trip, and the bride-to-be just disappears. Oh, poor Jack. We had both of the cats checked into work here, but Jack's like, I think I'm out. He's out. He's out. Bye, Jack. Bye. So essentially, they all went and took their significant others onto the trip, and then turns out the bride-to-be disappears, comes back with like nurses pushing her in, and she got a new set of melons. And that was where the story ended 7 weeks ago, and we have been dying for an update, and we finally have one. So we are going to start off this episode with that update. So let's get into it. Are you excited?
Let's get into it. Okay. I'm excited.
Let's go.
Before, do you want to talk about our pillow?
Yes. Also, I have this. We got this pillow here. And, you know, some of the mottos that we come across on these stories, most of them are, am I the asshole? Some of them are, you know, true off my chest or am I wrong or any other kind of Reddit story that we can find. But most of them are, am I the asshole? And some of the stories just resembles that sometimes it's okay to be an asshole. So if you guys are listening on Spotify, you can't see the pillow. But if you guys are on YouTube, thank you very much. Smash like button, subscribe. But I love this pillow. On the back, we have Thread Talk, and I'm thinking of maybe making more of these and making me starting a merch store. So if you guys think you'd be interesting having a pillow like this in your house, just, you know, hit us up in the DMs or drop a comment down below saying that you would like one as well, and we will kind of work on getting all of that set up. Teresa and I kind of want to get some hoodies and some t-shirt done up, and just, sometimes it's okay to be an asshole, guys. It's okay. You just got to stick to your guns and realize that you might be the asshole, but it's okay for that.
Yep.
Now, let's get into the episode.
Do you also want to say a disclaimer? Your voice is a little bit, Denver's sick today.
I am a little bit under the weather, so I sound a little bit different. So if it's the first time hearing me, you'll come back in the future and you'll hear a little bit different version of me.
It's a little raspy today.
Yeah, if you guys are repeat, Denver's a little raspy today. I'm powering through though. You know, this is our job now. So got to show up to work no matter what. All right. So this one is updated from March 29th. Hi, friends. Thanks for being so patient for my update. I've wanted to let everyone know I have the update of all updates coming for you. It turns out the drama just won't quit with this wedding. It is so juicy that for legal reasons, I cannot share it just yet, but I will be able to post in a day or so. Check back soon. The next day, on March 30th, update, the wedding is off. All right, y'all, get your comfy socks and your popcorn because I've been holding on to this update for so long and I have to get it out there. I feel like at this point, we've all become good friends. Literally, when I do these updates, I keep imagining us all eating together with snacks and just gossiping. I'm on desktop right now, so y'all know that I mean business. Anyway, let me start with this. The wedding is officially off.
Woohoo!
I know a lot of you out there were team hashtag cancel the wedding, so this should warm your soul. For me personally, I wanted it to work out for my brother despite her insanity. I was kind of hoping this would somehow just all blow over like a bad dream and he could find normalcy again. Unfortunately, that is not the case at all. Here's what happened. When I last updated you, sister-in-law had pulled up to the bachelorette trip with a set of new melons and shocked us all. We left wondering, what the fuck? And I told you I needed to stop the updates to protect my brother's privacy. Well, that has all changed now, and I have been given full permission by my brother to spill the fucking tea. My brother was aware that sister-in-law had planned on getting a breast augmentation at some point this year. He actually knew it would be during the bachelorette trip. Despite thinking that it was very weird, he really wanted to support her. So he kept her surprise a secret. What he did not know was that she may have used the bridesmaid's money or even her dad's to finance it. But it turns out that she did not, in fact, use our money or her dad's money to pay for the new titties. That's because her procedure was on the house. And why do you ask? You had went in, you said something on the last time. Why don't you say that again?
Yeah, I thought it was because she was an influencer. They mentioned that she was a micro influencer. So I was like, okay, maybe they're doing it on the house because for promotion on Instagram or something.
Yeah, like, who knows what goes on in the wild world of influencers? Well, it's because she was having an affair with the surgeon for over a year.
That is something that I would have never guessed in a million years. Like, out of all of the options to end this story, like, that's something I would have never guessed.
It's insane. Yes, you read that correctly. She's been diddling her married plastic surgeon for more than 14 months.
That's wild.
He is a very well-known plastic surgeon, and his legal team has been on me like white on rice. There are limits to what I can disclose. At the current moment, I have been advised not to disclose the state that he practices in, his name, or any personally identifying details. Well, I think it's Florida from the original. I think it
I don't remember.
I think it was Florida. I think the villa, I would have to double check, but I think it was booked in Florida. And he's a well-known plastic surgeon. It's not going to take very long for the TikTok detectives to figure this out.
So 100%. I'm excited to see
this come across my TikTok page on like who exactly this is.
People on TikTok are wild.
They can find anything. Yeah.
I just want to...
TikTok detectives.
I don't see Florida anywhere in this thread. Controlled F Florida.
Okay, so we don't know if it's actually Florida or not. So maybe those will get a little harder for the TikTok detectives. So.
We still believe in you. We know you could find them.
If you are a TikTok detective and you are listening to our story, tag us, duet this.
If you find
whatever it is on TikTok, just let us, give us a notification. Somebody tag us when they find out. Somebody's listening and they know, just tag us down below. We'll check in on it. So back to the story. He wanted to fly her out for a complimentary titty upgrade. We found out because his wife found her sad little influencer IG page and tracked her down and showed up to the family home.
Oh my God.
Which would be her father's house because she still lives there. So the surgeon's wife goes to her dad's house and says, bitch, I know you've been sleeping with my husband. I know why you got those free titties.
Oh my God.
That is wild. There is so much more to say that I think I'm going to have to split this into two updates because my fingers are legit going numb. I really wanted to get this off my chest. I know you might be wanting to know the specifics, like, so where did the money go after all? How did the wife find out and what happened when she showed up? Well, that's an update in itself. How is my brother handling this? Besides, of course, leaving her dusty ass. What did sister-in-law have to say for herself? I promise I will be back to finish up this horror story.
Oh my God.
So that's as far as we got on our probably unreleased episode that we filmed last time that got wrecked. So there was another update that was posted this morning that we haven't read yet. So
it was meant to be.
It was meant to be. So we are going to get into that update right now.
I can't wait. This is a blind reaction. This is a real reaction.
Let's go. Update. Some light housekeeping. A few housekeeping items before I share the next update. So it's not even going to be the next update. It's just a couple housekeeping things. So
darn.
That's okay. Let's just get into it. Number one, I thought you should all know that I now have to submit all of my updates to an attorney for legal review before I can post them here. This is primarily because of the high-profile surgeon who is aware of this thread and his legal team. The wife is also in the mix and wants to minimize fallout, so I'm dealing with her people as well. They can't stop me from telling the story, but they can come after me if I disclose specific things. Basically, everyone knows about this post now, sister-in-law included, but I promise I'm coming back to finish spilling the tea for all of you on that. Ready your kettles. Number two, the support / interest / fan club vibes from this post generated has been amazing. Thank you guys so much for sticking with me on this crazy ride. Number three, with the support has also come some negativity. I am being impersonated online in a few places, and some people are trying to profit on this story by claiming it as their own. To combat this, I've listed my own information at the top of this post. Anyone else is impersonating me, and if you spot this story circulating online without directly tagging my IG or Reddit, it's not authentic. Number four. Due to the above, I've decided to copyright this content and will continue to amend it as I make the updates. Who knows? Maybe in sister-law will star in a TV series or a book about this nightmare one day. Number five, I've had some requests to timestamp my previous updates so new readers can get a better timeline. I've backdated all of my updates. Please go easy on me as I can't remember the exact dates I came back to edit the post. So most of the dates are an approximate. Number six. Shout out to the podcast and other channels who have picked this up for live reading. The ones I'm aware of include Thread Talk.
That's us!
The Charlotte Dobre. I love listening to these. It's a cool perspective. So feel free to DM me if you come across any others. I'll be back soon. Bro, we got a mention! Sick. What? Thank you so much for listening to us here on Thread Talk. Thank you, guys. This was an amazing story, so we are very happy to coverage it, and we are very happy for the little shout-out. Oh, my God.
I was just going to say, I didn't see that, but I saw at the top of her post that she put her Instagram, and she had just...
Is that the same Instagram?
Yeah, she followed us yesterday.
Yeah, and she reposted our talk.
Yeah, and then we were like, oh my God. So we messaged her where we're like, we're literally filming right now the update like that you just posted. So
did she reply?
She did. She said she loved it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's so amazing. Cool.
Oh my God. We should have her on as a guest. We will fly out to you. We'll do an episode with you.
We need the tea.
We need more tea. More tea. I'm excited. So if you guys want an update on this story, make sure you guys come back for episode 18 or 19. I'm still confused on this. I think next episode, this is still 17. So next episode 18. So we will check back. And if there is an update, we're going to post the updates at the beginning of the next episode next week. So yeah. Oh my gosh. That was a good warm up. I'm happy that we had an update on top of the update that got destroyed or is lost in limbo right now. So I'm very happy.
Yeah.
Now, I guess we'll have to move on. Normal stories. I wish there was more here. I wish there was.
But yeah.
We'll have to move on to some normal stories. Before we do that, I do just want to give a shout out to Arturno for giving us the Thread Talk wall sign here. If you guys are looking for any acrylic wall art, Arturno.ca is the place to go. Arturno. They specialize in automotive. So anybody listening has friends, family, boyfriends, fiancés, husbands who, or vice versa, anybody who's an automotive enthusiast and they have their favorite car brand, check out their website because they do have all kinds of different automotives, Porsches, BMW, Mercedes, anything that you want is up there. If it's not up there, they will custom design it for you. Use Thread Talk as a discount code and get up to $15 off your purchase. And you supporting them is basically like supporting us. So thank you guys so much. Now let's get into Teresa's stories.
All right. We didn't even say the theme for today.
We didn't?
No. The theme is
let's spill some tea. No, that was
no, that was,
so that was the forgotten episode. Okay, okay.
This theme is gossip with us.
Gossip with us. So if you made it 15, 20 minutes into this episode, gossip with us is the theme. Although they would have seen that when they clicked on it anyway. So I was like,
yeah. But yeah, people on listening, I don't know.
Just gossip with us.
Yeah.
If you guys have any funny stories out there, drop them down on our subreddit page on Reddit and or tag us, do anything. I don't know. Give us shout outs. But yeah, we're trying to fill up the subreddit page. So if you get any stories, link them directly to the subreddit. It's getting a little bit hard.
It's really DMs hard to go back.
Or if they're emails, sometimes they get missed. But if you can put them in our Thread Talk subreddit page, it's a little bit easier for us to add them as like a checklist and go through them and make sure that we get them onto each episode. So if you guys have your own juicy stories, let us know.
All right.
Onto the show.
So let's get into this week's tea. No, I can't say that.
Gossip.
Yeah, that was our last episode. Okay.
This is tough.
I know. Okay. Gossip with us. Just like similar, our last episode with the no theme, this is also going to be similar to that. It's a no theme.
Yeah, it's kind of like a no theme episode. Yeah, just a bunch of randoms.
Yeah. Bunch of good stories that we found this week. Part two, because our other episode got deleted.
Yeah.
Okay. My first one comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for not wearing the wedding dress my stepsister handmade for me?
Ooh.
I, 25 female, got married 2 weeks ago. My now husband, 27 male, and I paid for most of the wedding, but my father covered a few costs for us. My father's girlfriend, Stella, has a daughter, Zoe, 21 female, who is finishing her degree in fashion. She wants to get into the wedding industry once she graduates. When I started planning my wedding, she offered to design and make my dress. I was hesitant at first, as I'd been excited about picking my own dress. I agreed because I didn't know Zoe well. My father had only been dating her mother for 2 years, and I thought this could be a nice opportunity to bond. Also, I'd seen some of her work, and she'd made a couple of ball gowns in college, and she's honestly really good. We met up a few times to discuss our ideas. During those, I realized our styles were drastically different, but we still managed to agree on a design. I gave Zoe my measurements and asked her to update me. She didn't. Whenever I asked how she was doing, she'd say she would send me progress pictures when she got home. She never did. It took her longer than expected to finish, and I didn't get the dress until 1 month before my wedding. It looked nothing like the design we agreed on. It was the wrong color, the wrong style, everything. It looked exactly like the type of dress Zoe would want to wear, but I knew I'd never wear anything like it. I really did not like the dress. When I tried it on, I found out it was also 3 sizes too big. Though I knew I could probably have it altered, I truly did not want to wear that dress on my wedding day. I called Zoe and told her I wouldn't wear the dress. I said it looks lovely, but not the style we'd agreed on, and I thought it would be best for me to find a different dress. I offered to pay her for her work. She'd made the dress for free, but she declined and hung up on me. I went to a retail bridal store with my maid of honor and we found a beautiful gown that didn't need much altering. It looked exactly what I wanted. Fast forward to my wedding. I walked down the aisle in the dress I bought. Zoe seemed to be on the verge of tears during the ceremony and Stella gave me dirty looks throughout the reception. When I approached them a while later, they were both short with me. My father, Stella, and Zoe left less than an hour into the reception. My father and Stella called me the next day and told me off for how I treated Zoe. This had been her first time making a wedding dress and had been excited to see me wearing it. They said it was insulting for me to not wear the dress she'd put so much effort into. I tried to explain why I hadn't worn the dress, but they're both insisting that the dress was beautiful and I could have sucked it up. My husband and my younger sister, not Zoe, are on my side. I've been feeling guilty about this since I decided not to wear the dress. Am I the asshole?
No, don't feel guilty. What a joke. Like, how are you going to be, like, I get that you're young and you're starting out, but how can you expect to ever make that your career or business if you can't follow a simple design plan?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to build it the way I want. Like, is it your wedding? Are you wearing the dress? Like, exactly. No, like, just because you're not getting paid doesn't mean that you can shape it any way that you want. And this is the exact right thing that happened. I would do that. Are you kidding me? What a joke. It's not even the same color. Like, it's not like the white that she wanted.
No, it's probably like an off-white, like a different shade of
like beige or something. Cream. Like, yeah, creamy. Like, that is, how could you expect anybody to wear it? Especially like when you weren't updating, like this is what I'd like. This is the design. Oh, I sell cars. Oh, Mr. Customer, you wanted a black car? Okay, we put your order in and stuff like that. And you're like, you know what? I think he's going to enjoy a red car.
Yeah.
So I swap it from the factory order. 3 months later, the car arrives in factory Denver. Why the fuck is my car red? I'm not taking delivery of that. It's the exact same thing that happened here. No, it is. This is not what she ordered. So why would you expect her to wear it? Just because that's what she liked and stuff? Tough lesson for you. Idiots. And then the fact that you're going to back up her because you're stepdaughter and daughter, like, you're a joke too. Bye. See you later. Go stay in that corner. If I was this chick and I made like cupcakes or anything, or they ever asked me to make anything in the future, I would do the exact opposite. If they ever asked me for anything, I would like, listen, if you're not willing to apologize and be the better person, I am petty, revenge, spiteful. But okay, fine. I'm not going to cut you out of my life for this. You guys want to have your hard feelings? Have your hard feelings over there. Still welcome to come to Christmas if you want to. You come to Christmas, you're going to be like, I'm hosting Christmas, and they're asking me to come over, and they're like, yeah, we want a turkey. Guess what, motherfuckers? This year, we're only having a ham. No turkey this year. Whatever you ask for, it's opposite. Not happening anymore. The opposite.
It's opposite day.
It is happening. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah. How's that make you feel, bro? It's my wedding. My wedding. This is the most important time a decision and everything like that is going to be done. Like, well, probably the third most. I would say building a house, buying a car, then your wedding. Wedding can maybe even top buying a car. Yeah.
Are you real?
Well, yeah. Wedding can top buying a car. It's number two. Like, I would think, like, if you're designing and building a house from scratch and your designer doesn't do what you want, that's a little bit more important than a wedding dress. But wedding dress is like right up there.
Okay, you're talking about just the wedding dress or the actual wedding? Because that's concerning to me.
Well, the wedding dress is my...
Okay.
I guess like the whole wedding too. I guess that's the same thing. That'd be the same thing if like we're booking our Italian wedding venue and it's like, these are the pictures that we are given. This is what we are told it's going to be.
Yeah.
And then we show up and it looks nothing like what we had put a deposit down for. You think we're going to pay the balance? This is not what we wanted. What we signed up for. What the heck is happening?
And she even offered to pay for it. So she was like, I'll pay for like the time and money that you put into it. But like, I'm not wearing it. Like,
I wouldn't have even offered that.
I wouldn't have even offered that either.
First, I would have offered to pay at the beginning.
Up front.
I would
have
paid before I even got the dress. I would have been like, listen, no, you can't do it for free. This is what you want your job to be. You have to pay for materials. I'll pay for materials. I'm going to pay for your labor. I'm going to do all that because I have the expectation that this is the way I want it. And when you don't pay for things, this is the shit that happens.
Yeah.
When people do things for free, they think they can do whatever they want because they're doing it for free. It's like, I was letting you have this opportunity so that you could essentially put this into your portfolio. But I don't need you to do this for me. I'm not on a budget.
She
I have the money.
You to.
You asked me. I didn't ask you to. So it's like, if you want this to, you know, help you in your career, I'm down to let you try. Clearly you fucked it up and this is not going to be your profession because you can't listen to what a customer wants.
Yeah. For her to like cry about it. She's 21. I feel like
21.
It's like, yeah. She's very immature. Like this was essentially your client, you know, like you have to treat it as if she was your client.
Exactly.
This is her wedding day. Like this is the one day in her entire life, hopefully, that she will be wearing this dress. Like
100%.
It's a huge event that you cannot take that away from her. It seemed intentional to me. Honestly, like it seemed like, I don't know, she may have wanted the attention on her kind of thing.
It sounds
really
like
know.
She's just a flat out idiot.
I don't know.
No,
I don't
it
know.
Sounds it like seems... it, you, how dumb.
But she didn't send progress pictures. Like, no, why did
exactly.
she do that?
She knew exactly what she was doing.
That's what I mean.
How dumb do you have to be to
think? I don't think it's stupidity. I think it's intentional.
Okay. How intentionally dumb do you need to be to think that she's going to end up wearing that dress and not just say, I'm not wearing it. I'm going to go buy the dress that I want. How stupid do you have to be to think that like she's going to accept that she's forced to wear it?
Yeah.
No, she's going to go buy what she wants to buy.
Obviously. She and gave her you parents.
She gave you an opportunity. You fucked it. And dad, you're going to side with your new stepdaughter?
Yeah.
Fuck you, buddy.
Yeah, literally. I know. Yeah, this one made me upset. Overall vote is not the asshole. Poo mode. Top comment. Not the asshole. Zoe disrespected you by ignoring your wants. As a designer, she needs to listen to her clients. Plus, her making the dress way too big means she isn't that great at it. Give the dress back to Zoe and let her know that you appreciated the effort, but this was not the dress that you wanted and the two of you agreed on. That you are sure she will find someone to appreciate the dress. As for her mom and your dad, let them know that Zoe needs to listen to her clients. and that though you appreciate Zoe's efforts, it was not what you wanted, and that it, as a client, you don't need to suck it up. And that they should have learned to accept that people have a right to make their own choices, especially regarding wedding dresses. Honestly wondering if Zoe did this on purpose to get attention during your wedding. OP responds,
ooh.
I don't think she did this for attention. I think she got carried away and made the dress she wanted instead of the one we'd agreed on. But that's doing it on purpose. That's intentional then.
Or you're dumb. I'm going to go on my side. I think that she's so dumb. She doesn't realize that this is a client. This is not for you. This is for your client, and you need to design and do the dress how you want it. You're 21. How do you ever expect to have a career in doing this? This would be something I would expect out of like a 17 or 18-year-old designer who got a little carried away and this was their first one. No, you're 21, man. Like, try going to work and working in a place where that's your job under somebody else. You'll be fired.
Yeah.
You just lost your client here. If this was your actual job, you'd be fired. First day, first dress that you tried to build. Like, idiot. Yeah. Idiot.
Yeah, exactly. OP does reply to like a couple of comments. She said, in retrospect, I do regret agreeing to this. I think that besides the reasons I mentioned, I felt a bit pressured by the fact that there were parts of my wedding my father was paying for. Also, if she delivered the finished dress sooner, I might have had more time for alterations. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, there's a little bit of, there absolutely is a little bit of like family pressure to let it. Like, you can't really say no. You can't, there's family pressure. She can't really say no to, you know, sister-in-law, step, whatever, designing her dress. But she has full rights to not wear it when it's not what she asked for at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people are commenting that she was probably making the dress for herself. But then OP responds that she's smaller than her. So why would she make the dress three sizes too big? So I feel like that part, maybe she is.
So not only is she an idiot, but she's a shitty dress builder.
Dress builder.
Designer? What is it?
I don't know. I don't know what the word is.
Dress crafter. She's shit at her job because she made it three sizes too big.
Well, okay, but let's be kind because she is fresh out of school. So,
okay.
I don't think it.
She still sucks.
Yes, but she has a, like, we can give her a pass. She's brand new.
No.
But the
she's
only
21.
The
that
only
means
issue,
she's been in school for like 3 or 4 years.
I know,
years.
But you're not a master at your.
No, but you're building dresses. You know enough after 3 years of school of building dresses through school.
I didn't know anything when I came out of university. I knew nothing when I started my first job.
Well, after my first year, 1 year of mechanics, I knew a shit ton of mechanics stuff.
Okay, I think that's so different.
No, it's not. We don't know what the program is like. I'm assuming that you're building dresses in your program.
Okay, regardless, I don't think that that's the issue. I don't think the issue is that she messed up and she's dumb, whatever.
I think
the issue is how she reacted, and she should have been understanding that the bride didn't want to wear the dress, and she shouldn't have taken it personally, and she shouldn't have made that day about her. That's the issue.
No, I think the issue is before that. I think the issue is that she's an idiot because she even let it get to that point of the fact that she made a dress that wasn't what the client wanted. And then she also made it three sizes too big. So like, even if you had made it exactly what the client wanted, three sizes too big, okay, that's a minor mess up. That's where it's like, okay, I'm still new. I made it three sizes too big, you know, for next time. But that, and on top of the fact that it looked nothing like what the bride wanted and exactly what her style was, tells me that you're just an idiot.
Yeah, okay. Agree to disagree.
I will agree to disagree. I'm pretty hard on this one.
That's fine.
All right.
Moving along.
Moving along. Getting riled up over here.
Yeah.
All right. Moving along. This one is coming from AITAH. Am I the asshole for going no contact with my mom after she slept with my boyfriend?
It's a no-brainer.
13,000 upvotes. He, 18, is my 18 female ex now, obviously. But we were together when he cheated on me with her, who's 42. This hurts even more because she was the one who encouraged me to ask him out. He and I have been best friends since we were 13. When we were 16, she told me to stop being afraid and to pursue him. I found out about their affair last week when I came home much earlier than expected because my professor was sick and the lecture was canceled, and I caught them red-handed. My mom tried to apologize and said that she just wanted to feel young again, but I still blocked her anyway. Now my grandparents are telling me I'm going too far.
Oh.
And that because she put a roof over my head and food in my mouth, I shouldn't cut her off entirely. They think I should go home and eventually forgive her. Am I the asshole?
Oh my God. This is actually illegal, right?
Mm-hmm.
18? Or is it 19? What's the age? I guess 18 is legal adult age. But still, that's fucked up.
Yeah, this is messed up.
Oh my God. Why was she pushing her daughter at 16 to pursue this man so hard? That is so concerning. I feel like she shouldn't. I don't know. She should lose her rights to her daughter. I feel like.
Well, she's 18. I mean, she's already an adult. There is no more.
But rights. At 16, she was pushing her to pursue this man. Like, who knows what her intentions were? That's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's almost like grooming.
Yeah, grooming, but like for yourself. You're teaching your daughter to groom. I don't even know what that is. That's fucking.
It's weird.
Messed up.
I mean, there's no legal ramifications now. They're both 18. So daughter is no longer a child. And so is this boy.
I guess. Okay. But I don't know. Something here has to be illegal, right? Like.
What if the mom has a brain tumor? Oh. Makes wild things happen.
Yeah.
There's a top comment.
Okay.
I try to get a straight answer out of your ex and find out when it started. It's weird to me. She's known him for so long and still saw him as a sexual exploit. I'm 30 and the idea of sleeping with an 18-year-old boy makes my skin crawl. Not the asshole. Stay away from that woman. She's an adult. I wouldn't forgive her as my friend, let alone my mother.
Exactly. There's no way. I hate the argument that she put a roof over your head. She's family, blah, blah, blah. She did so much for you. You signed up for that when you had a kid. That is the
basic
stuff that you have to do is provide a roof for your child and feed them and, you know, care for them. That's the basic thing that you have to do.
Yeah, that's what you signed up for, not the kid.
Exactly. So you, as a child, owe nothing to her.
Exactly. There's a small edit to add. Thanks, everyone. I'm staying with my dad and we'll be asking my ex how long he has been intimate with her to see if she has groomed him.
Yeah.
Messed up.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does sound like grooming, actually. That's insane. That's disgusting.
Yes.
I hate that.
I agree.
I hate every part of that story.
Agree. Moving along.
All right.
Teresa's turn.
My 39 female ex-husband, 37 male, is insisting I change my last name back to my maiden name because his new fiance, 24 female, feels it will be awkward for her and I to have the same last name. Am I the asshole for refusing to change it? My 39 female ex-husband, 38 male, has been dating this woman for 3 years. For context, she is 24 years old. My ex and I were married for 12 years and have been divorced for 5. We have 3 kids together who are now teenagers. My ex and I got divorced because we were young when we met and got married and we grew apart as people. It was a mutual decision, and we agreed our kids came first and have always co-parented very well. This has been the case up until last year when his new girlfriend moved in with him. Previously, we would do holidays and kids' birthdays together, but now when she is present, they don't even sit near me at our kids' sporting events. I've always been nice to this woman, despite my kids expressing they do not like her, and they feel their dad acts differently when she is around. My ex told me early on she wasn't a fan of me and felt I intimidated her. When I asked him examples of how I intimidated her, he said it's my face, that I have a resting bitch face and it makes her uncomfortable. My ex and her got engaged over Christmas and my kids were less than thrilled, my daughter especially. She feels her dad made a major life decision without even talking to them about it first. My ex called me yesterday saying he is giving me a heads up that I have a year to change my last name back to my maiden name as his fiance is expressing her distaste and concern for her and I to have the same last name when they get married. I told him we agreed in our divorce that I could keep my last name until I felt the need to change it and that it's what is listed in the paperwork. I also told him I don't want to have a different last name than our kids. He said I'm being unreasonable and refusing to see how this would make his fiance uncomfortable. I told him I can't see it from her side because I am a grown-up and not an immature child like she is. He told me I can ask anyone about the situation and everyone would agree with her. So am I the asshole for refusing to change my last name to make her happy?
Yo, I got her back. I'm with her. No, she should 100%.
Keep her name. 100%. Yeah. If not to be petty, I mean, if not for her own reasons, do it to be petty.
Yeah, I'm all for petty revenge. But I just think, like, it's that exact reason. Like, she has three kids. She wants to have the same last name as her kids. And, like, honestly, though, like, outside of, like, divorce paperwork, which you agreed to, dude, so time for you to suck it up. Outside of that, like, if she legally wanted to change her name to any last name, she could do that, couldn't she? I don't think there'd be any restrictions on that, like, if you wanted to change your last name.
I don't think so.
Right? I don't know whatever she wants. The rules for that, but, like, even outside the divorce, but it's in the divorce paperwork that she's allowed to. And, like, dude, why are you remarrying with someone when your kids don't even like them? Well, actually, I think I know the answer to that.
Well, she's, like, half his age.
Exactly.
It's fucking weird. They've been together for 3 years, so she was 21. He would have been 35.
Yeah.
14 years. Like, that's insane. That's disgusting.
That's why he's marrying her.
Yeah.
That is messed up. Yeah. No, I'm with her. He can suck it. He can suck it, Jeff. And
Jeff?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, we're watching Survivor lately. he can, read it and weep, buddy. I would then keep the name for so long. But listen, if you have such a problem, why don't you take her last name? And then you guys can have the same last names.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Top comment. Not the asshole. Tell him you'll only consider changing your last name back to your maiden name if you can change the kids' last names also.
Oh, boom.
If he doesn't agree, he can sit on it and rotate. OP responds, I did offer that as a solution, and he completely lost it, saying he is their dad, and they deserve to have his last name. Yet when I said I wanted to have the same last name as our kids, he told me that wasn't a legitimate enough reason to change it.
Well, I got the legal system on my side, buddy. So you're going to be in for some pain over the next couple of years.
Yeah, fight me. Take me to court.
Yeah, take me to court. Whatever, dude. I will fight you to death on this now because I don't like you. I divorced you. You're an asshole.
Well, it seemed like that they had like a mutual divorce. Like
they did.
There was no bad blood. But now
there's bad blood. Hate you.
Yeah.
Like, dude, your girlfriend is insecure over the ex-wife. That is your problem, not mine. It's because
she's a child.
It's because she is a child.
She's immature and she's a child and she feels threatened. But for her, if you truly have such an issue with this, don't date someone who has a past like this. Don't date someone with strings attached like kids and an ex-wife. Like, they will be in your life forever. You will not be able to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And if you're this insecure, don't go after a man with children and an ex. Like, that's on you. You knew what you were getting yourself into.
Correct. It is on you. This sounds like a terrible stepmom situation too. Like, the kids don't already like her.
Yeah.
So
I feel like this is going to turn into, like, we've had a few stories where the new wife expects that the husband just cuts their kid off and then just, like, it be them too only.
Oh, especially since the kids already live with the mother.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I feel like that's what she's kind of expecting going forward, and she doesn't want the kids in his life, which is sick. You're a sick, immature little bitch.
It's wild. I know my mom, after my parents divorced, like, my mom still has the same last name. Like, she built her whole life around the last name.
Yeah.
Catoos quarter horses, Catoos cleaning service, like, everything she does, she loves that last name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she'll ever relinquish it.
Yeah, because after so long, like...
Yeah, like, this woman changed her name. They were married for 12 years.
Yeah.
12 years of her life, she's had that last name. That's all she knows.
That's, yeah. It's a long time.
Yeah, there's no... No. No, stick with it.
Yeah.
Stay strong. Is that it?
Yep.
Moving along. This one's from AITA. Am I the asshole for using the TSA pre-check while my girlfriend went through the regular line? So I, 31 male, and my girlfriend, 28 female, recently went on a vacation to Paris from New York City. Before the trip, I mentioned to her that I would pay for the entire trip if she applied for global entry, which includes TSA pre-check. I thought this would be a great way for us to both avoid the long lines at TSA. I even started the application for her. All she had to do was finish it. However, she didn't even complete the application, and I ended up paying for the whole trip anyway because I was planning to do so regardless. I just wanted to give her an incentive to apply for the global entry. Well, sneaky guy here. When the day of travel arrived, I went through the TSA pre-check line, and she had to go through the regular line. For the beginning part of our trip, she was mad at me. Am I the asshole for using the TSA pre-check while my girlfriend went through the regular line, even though I had offered her an incentive to apply for global entry?
No.
You don't think so?
What?
You don't think he's the asshole?
No.
I don't know.
Really?
He kind of is.
Stop. Are you lying?
No. Okay. So like on the surface, I feel like he's not an asshole. But he's using, like, I'll pay for the trip if you just do this thing. He's being a little bit manipulative.
And I don't think so at all.
I kind of support that. But you're going to pay for the trip either way, whether she does it or doesn't do it.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm paying for this entire trip. Can you just do me one favor and just fill out your freaking name and address and stuff in this application so we could do the process faster? Like,
agreed.
Is that unreasonable?
Not unreasonable, but a little bit of a manipulative tactic.
I don't think it's manipulative at all.
Well,
because he's not hiding anything. He's not deceitful.
He said, I'll pay for it if you do this. It should be, I'm paying for it. I just need this from you, please.
Okay, fine. But still, I don't know what, like, how it was said. Maybe it was both under, like, maybe it was understood to both of them that, like, he was paying regardless, but.
Okay, and then on the day of travel, he goes through the pre-check line.
Yeah.
And then what does he do? He's just waiting there on the other side while she's standing in the line by herself. Like, dude, at that point, she already didn't do it. Just fucking sit with her in the line. And this is where you need to make the decision of, okay, do I want a relationship with this person in the future? Because they can't do small little tasks and like make things better for us. Like, it sucks. But now you weren't on top of her. You didn't make sure she finished it. You let that
but
happen.
But that's not on him.
No. But no. If it was such a big deal for the pre-check to happen, he could have sat down with her and said, let's finish this form together. He left it on her to see if she could handle that responsibility. Clearly, she can't. And then he goes through TSA the checkout. So on a sense, no, he's not really the asshole because, you know, she should have done it. But she didn't. But at the end of the day, she didn't. And then he just left her. And would he go sit and have a drink at the bar in the waiting area and just sat there and did nothing?
Maybe he had stuff to do.
I guarantee if I did that to you, you'd be pissed.
No, we wouldn't have got to that point.
Actually, we had a similar thing. Remember when we were doing a layover with Josh? When we were doing the layover with Josh?
Yeah.
And we were trying to do the things on our phone to go through the pre-check quicker line?
Yeah.
Yours was successful on your phone?
Yes.
Mine wasn't?
I didn't want to leave you.
Exactly.
Okay, but it doesn't.
If my pre-check had gone through,
but
I wouldn't have left you if yours didn't get done. I would have just waited in the line.
That's different though. This, he fully prepared her. He literally like said everything. He got everything ready for her. All she had to do was like a little application and she refused to do that. So I'm on his side 100%.
I agree. But at the end of the day, you can't be surprised she's going to be mad at you because you left her wait by herself.
And she can't be surprised he's mad at her for not doing the freaking application.
I agree with you on that. But at the end of the day, the application didn't get done. Now you're waiting in the line and you go through and then you just sit by yourself doing nothing.
How do you know he was doing nothing? Maybe he had stuff to do.
What else is he going to do?
Maybe he has a job and he's like doing work. And that's why he wanted to speed up the process so that he could get through faster and do some work.
We're making some leaps here because nowhere in the story does it say that.
Okay. So you're taking things out of context. But nowhere in the story does it say he's doing nothing.
Oh, okay. But if you're on vacation and this is not a work trip, if he had said, I had to go through the pre-check line because
it doesn't matter why he wanted to speed up the process.
No, it does.
No,
it does. If he's like, I had to go through the TSA because I had a conference call that I had to hit before our flight left. All right. But when you have it in this sense, it seems like he has nothing to do. So I would, if it was me and I could go through the fast checkout line, but you can't, I'm not leaving you. I'm staying beside
you. That's you.
And if I left you, I think that you would think that I'm an asshole.
No.
You say that now, but when we're actually traveling, you don't like me leaving you.
Okay, but like, this was, she was forewarned. She had ample time to do this.
Correct.
So yeah, I would be petty too.
So he is being petty. Yeah. And he's being spiteful. He's being a bit of an asshole. When you're the petty one, you're kind of an asshole. Sometimes it's okay to be an asshole. Maybe sometimes it's okay for him to be an asshole in this sense, but you can't expect her not to be mad at you. Like, he's like, why is she mad at me? Did I do something wrong? Like, obviously she's gonna be mad at you. You left her, dude.
Okay.
You have nothing to win. You have no reason to go through the TSA line. Like,
how do you know that?
Because he hasn't said it. So if he hasn't said it, we have to assume that he's doing nothing. He's going up to he's sitting in the waiting area, just waiting for her to come through. You might as well have just stood beside her. Okay. Everybody would be happy.
We can move on. Agree to disagree again. We're already fighting too much on this episode.
Okay. I mean, the top comment just says the same stuff. Top comment, global entry and TSA pre-check programs are programs you have to actually work towards. OP gave GF a heads up, attempted and sent it to apply, started the process for it, and she put it off. Her loss in the long run.
Yeah.
Top vote is not the asshole.
Please.
But I disagree. I will disagree with that one. Listen, buddies, anybody, spouses, for your own sanity, if you are in this situation, do not leave your spouse. You, unless you have something important to do, do not leave your spouse. If you're like, hey, I'll leave, I'll go through and I'll get in the Starbucks line, I'll get us both coffee so you don't have to wait.
Maybe boom, he did that.
That's a winner. No, he didn't. He didn't do that. Stop assuming all this random shit that making him the good guy. Take it as it is. But if you are going to go through the early check-in and then do absolutely nothing, just stay beside it and have that conversation. You're like, listen, I don't like to roll like this in the future. So in the future, if you're going to continue to do things where you're not going to like let us do things faster, maybe this isn't the relationship that I want to be in the future. But in the moment of that situation, do not leave your partner, significant other, spouse, whatever you want to call them. Don't leave your partner. Just stay with them for your own sanity. Because now she's mad at him. And he could have simply avoided that by staying with her.
Okay.
And I can't believe you don't agree with me. Because no. If I left you, you would be pissed.
Okay, if you left me out of like thin air.
No.
But without this prior knowledge.
Same situation. No. And I was like, hey, you should have signed the form 2 weeks ago and you didn't. So I'm going through the TSA line and you're like stuck in the normal line. You'd be like, well, fuck, I know I didn't do it, but please don't leave me.
No. No.
You act tough now.
No.
You act tough now, but no way. No way.
There's no way I wouldn't have done the application. She sounds immature.
But if you didn't do the application.
Why wouldn't I have? He's paying for the entire trip.
I agree.
All he's asking is for her to fill out the freaking application. It's not hard.
I agree. But what if some other shit came up, something happened, and you didn't do it?
Oh, now you're assuming.
Yeah.
They didn't say anything about that.
I'm assuming. She didn't do it for some reason.
Well, it could be just pure laziness.
Even if it was pure laziness on your part, yeah. I wouldn't leave you.
That's you, and that's fine, and I appreciate you for that, but I would leave you.
You fucking bitch. What the fuck? And then would you not expect me to be mad when I came through and being like, yeah, I was fucking by myself?
And I would be like, well, I told you. You should have filled out the application.
And I would still be mad at you.
That's on you then.
You're so funny.
All right, let's move on.
Moving along.
Today I fucked up by getting tested to donate a kidney to my wife. I decided to get tested to see if I could donate my kidney to my wife of 6 years. Oh my God. We have two kids together.
Oh my God.
Four female, two male.
I know where this is going. Oh my God.
My wife got sick just after our son was born and is now in need of a kidney transplant. We checked with her relatives and none were a match or a viable donor. Last week, I got tested. I knew it would be a long shot, so I decided to get tested to see if I could donate. I got a call the other day saying that I was a match. The doctor then said something about wanting to do additional testing due to some information from the HLA tissue test results. I didn't think much of it and agreed.
Oh, wait, this is going a different direction than I thought. Oh, my God.
Then the results came in and I was shocked and confused. He explained that because of how DNA information is passed down through generations, a parent to a child could have at least a 50% match. Siblings could have 0 to 100% match. It was rare to have a high match as a husband and wife. I asked, what does that mean? He said that my wife and I have an abnormally high match percentage. Long story short, we're related. No, I'm not kidding. I was put up for adoption before I was born, placed into a family that moved across the country. I knew I was adopted, but we didn't have any information about my bio family. It was a closed adoption. I met my wife by chance 8 years ago. I was on a trip for work and she was working on the site I went to. We worked together for a week. We exchanged numbers, kept in touch. I was sent back there 3 more times that year, and each time we became closer. I was given the opportunity to get transferred out there in a new higher paying position in a different department as hers, and the rest is history. I don't know what to do moving forward, but I know it may be wrong. She is my wife and the mother of our kids. This post is probably going to get removed, but it's all true.
Insane. At first, I thought it was going to be like the kids weren't actually his. Mm. But then I was like, they got to be related. Mm-hmm. Like, do you think they're like cousins or like full sister and brother? Like half sister and brother? Full sister and brother? Like, oh my God. I mean, at that point, you're too far in. Just hopefully your kids are okay. And
they already have kids.
You already have kids. So hopefully your kids don't have any complications. But there's nothing else to be done. You're too far in. Can you hide it from your wife? Can you take this to your grave?
What would you do?
I have no fucking idea. Oh my God.
I would tell you 100%.
Yeah.
Right away.
It's a freak coincidence. It's no one's fault. It's just a freak coincidence.
And it wouldn't change anything for me.
No, it wouldn't change. Yeah, it wouldn't change anything.
Damage is done. You already have your offspring running off.
Everything's already built.
Everything's done.
Do you tell your kids?
Ooh.
When they're like 18.
Maybe. Ah.
Ugh.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know about the kids, but definitely the wife.
Yeah, I think so. That's wild.
There are a couple edits and updates. Edit. All of my family is from my adopted parents. My parents adopted me 2 minutes after I was born. Their name is on my birth certificate. They have not told me anything about my bio parents and don't have any info. Her family is not a match, as stated above. Most of her family has low match potential or can't donate due to medical or other reasons. I am 2 years older than my wife. I do know that my wife was born when her parents were late teens. So we have an update.
Wow.
Okay. Update. Yes, I know I misspelled across. Yes, I do have bad grammar and spelling. Yes, I am stressed and freaking out. Yes, I can play the banjo. No, there are no genetic testings when we got married. Our state stopped that in the 1990s.
Wait, what?
No, my wife has never been stuck in the dryer, but she once got stuck under the bed.
What the fuck?
Joke. I don't get it.
It's the porn scenes.
Oh my God. Because like step.
Yeah.
Fucking sick. The reason I did not go into too much detail is to try not to be specific that I or my wife might be recognized. Well, the front page of Reddit didn't help with that. Thank you all for your comments and feedback. I didn't respond to them, but I did read all of them. The reason her family couldn't donate was that the close relatives had some medical issues that prevent them from donating. Examples: high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, heavy drinkers, and more. The further out we tested, the less percent of a match. I wanted to be tested because we needed to find someone. The doctor said it would be unlikely, but wouldn't hurt to try. I was freaking out after I got the news and had to get outside advice. When the doc said that the percentage was abnormally high and that we might be related, I kind of zoned out and started to piece things together in my mind. My parents live 1,000 miles away. They met my in-laws a few times, once at my wedding and when both my children were born. My children are fine. My daughter is incredibly smart for her age. My son is a handful and healthy. The way my adoption worked was when my bio mom gave birth to me, I was checked out and put into a different room. I was there, but I don't know how it officially worked. From what my parents explained, they were in that waiting room. They never met my bio mom in person. My bio mom only had a profile and picked them out of many candidates. I called my parents and told them that I needed to know everything they knew about my bio mom. They told me that they had limited knowledge. They said she was a single mom that was 16 years old. The father was not in the picture. Also, I was born in a hospital 1 hour from where my wife was born. Like I said, limited knowledge. Growing up, I didn't want to find out about my bio parents. To me, my parents were always my parents. I knew I was adopted and that it was closed adoption. I figured it wouldn't matter long term. I'm not going to do any additional at-home DNA testings through any of the traditional testing sites like 23 or Ancestry due to personal reasons, like the possibility of the family finding out. The doc said all of this to only me, not to my wife present. Some of the additional tests were done through the doctor, which was a CM test. I'm not an expert on DNA testing. They said it was like 1900 plus CM match. This basically confirms one of my bio parents is one of hers. It can also mean first cousins or aunt slash uncle. I'm guessing her dad. When my kids were born, my parents brought photos of me as a baby and commented that I and my son looked a lot like my wife's dad. My son was easily explainable, but all three of us are a different story. I'm not going to bring this up ever. I might look at my father-in-law differently, but nothing will hopefully change. I hope none of the family goes on Reddit and connects the dots. I am donating my kidney to my wife. We have started the full process. That takes time and a lot of preparation. I plan on talking to my wife after the surgery and after recovery. We will decide what to do with our kids, if we are going to get them tested or ever tell them. I will not be leaving my wife. I love her and I will always be there for her. I made vows and I will keep them. I love her more than I would a half sister.
Wow, this is insane. Yeah, like there's no leaving. You built your life and stuff. And I wouldn't tell her now either. I would do the surgery, let her recover.
Yeah.
And then a couple months after she's fully recovered, when it's like the right time in life, I would just like sit her down, like, there's something that I need to tell you that I discovered when, you know, I was getting mashed, and this is what the doctors told me. Bro, imagine his father-in-law is technically his bio dad.
Yeah, and they're half sisters, half siblings.
What if he like also never even knew that he got a chick pregnant at 16? What's the age difference? Did it tell you at the beginning what the age difference was?
Oh, between OP and the wife?
Yeah, and the wife. Like if his mom had him at 16?
No mentions of age.
Yeah, that story is insane. But yeah, it's to the point where like, yeah, you can't say anything. You can't change your life. I'd tell her after, but yeah. Imagine you're just looking at your father-in-law and you're like,
that's my dad.
That's my dad. That's my daddy. Daddy.
Daddy. Yeah.
There could be some like complicated history there too. Like, what if he was with her mom when he got this other person pregnant? What if there was a big age gap between him and his mother because like he wasn't around for the birth? And oh, there could be so many things.
Yeah, could be. But I'm glad that he wants to tell her. I don't think this should be kept from her at all. She has the right to know.
She does. And I don't think he needs that eating away at him either.
Yeah, exactly. But I do agree it should be after the surgery.
Yeah, let her fully recover.
Yeah.
You don't want to put that mental stress while your body's still trying to heal physically.
Yeah. And I think I would tell the kids too
when they're 18 over.
You think 18? I think like old enough to understand maybe. Like,
no, I would honestly like maybe like, oh my God, he's sitting. Even older than 18. Because like at 18, like you're an adult.
But I feel like you're lying to them then.
There's nothing to lie about. There's nothing that needs to be anything that's going to change your life. But I think they need to be older and mature to not let it affect their mental stability. Because even at 18, you're still very subject to the world and things around you. Where I would think I would like wait till they're like 25. 30 or something.
I would feel betrayed at that age though. If I just found out me at 25, if I just found out that my parents were siblings, I would be like, why the fuck are you just telling me now?
I don't know what the right time is then.
I would be pissed.
I don't know. Well, you're gonna be pissed no matter what age you are.
No, not necessarily. I don't know. Ugh. It's tough.
There's no easy way for that one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wild.
It is wild. All right. Moving along. Am I the asshole for roaming around naked in my house?
No.
My roommate, 20 male, and me, 20 male, have been sharing a home since last 2 months. 3 days ago, he told me that he was leaving to see his family and would be back in a week. I had the whole house to myself for a week. Today, I walk out of the shower to the kitchen naked to check on a cake I was baking. My roommate suddenly barged in while I was in the kitchen with my pee-pee out. Things have gone very awkward between us since then. He is saying I shouldn't roam around the house naked. I am saying that he should have told me that he was coming home earlier. Who is at fault here?
Not you. Not OB. You don't
think so?
Babe, come on. You're joking, right?
I don't know.
He was told that he was going to be out of the house. When we lived with Kat and Dennis, we, and they like took a night trip or whatever to go to Niagara or whatever.
Yep.
We treated the house as if no one was coming home. Did we not?
That's true.
Like there's no, that's not on OP at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. With, when you have roommates, you have to update them. Like if things change, like it's not just you that lives there. You have to tell them.
That is true. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you're not convinced. You're a weirdo. You're a weirdo today, and I'm not liking it.
I feel like when you have roommates, it's not just fully your house. Maybe you just shouldn't be waking up.
But he was told he was going to be gone for a whole week.
All I'm saying is if I lost...
I would take advantage of that. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I would take advantage of that, having the house to myself for a week, 100%.
Okay. I've had lots of roommates in the past, and I've never felt comfortable to walk around naked. But you know what? Maybe I did a couple times. Maybe I quickly ran out from the bedroom and got a bottle of water or something from the fridge.
There's no way you were like, oh, nobody's home, but I'm going to put on some pants. For who?
Okay.
Yeah.
Top comment. Not the asshole. A word of advice, though. Hot services and loose genitalia can lead to unfortunate burns. Wear an apron for genitalia safety around cooktops, ovens, stoves, fireplaces, or while ironing your clothes.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Was voted not the asshole.
Okay. I feel like you're just trying to be different today.
No, I feel like there's a little bit of like when you know you have roommates and stuff, maybe it's not the best idea to go around naked, but I feel like on certain circumstances, I may have done it.
Yes. We definitely have done it when we lived with Kat.
Yeah.
All right, moving along.
Moving along.
Okay. Today I fucked up by punishing the sandwich thief with a super spicy Carolina Reaper sauce.
Oh, I love this.
In a shared hangar with several workshops, my friend and I rented a small space for our knife making enterprise. For a year, our shared kitchen and fridge functioned harmoniously with everyone respecting one another's food. However, an anonymous individual began stealing my sandwiches, consuming half of each one, leaving bite marks, as if to taunt me. Initially, I assumed it was a one-off incident, but when it occurred again, I was determined to act. I prepared sandwiches with an extremely spicy Carolina Reaper sauce, a teaspoon in each, leaving a note warning about the consequences of stealing someone else's food, and went for lunch. Upon my return, chaos reigned. The atmosphere was one of panic, and a woman's scream cut through the commotion, accompanied by a child's cry. The culprit turned out to be a cleaner's 9-year-old son who she had been bringing to work during his school's disinfection week. He had made a habit of pilfering from the fridge, bypassing the healthy lunches his mother had prepared in favor of my sandwiches. The child was in distress, suffering from the intense spiciness of the sauce. In my defense, I explained that the sandwiches were mine and I'd spiked them with hot sauce. The cleaner, initially relieved by my explanation, suddenly became furious, accusing me of trying to harm her child. This resulted in an escalated situation, with the cleaner reporting the incident to our landlord and threatening police intervention. The incident strained relationships within the workshops, siding with the cleaner due to her status as a mother. Consequently, our landlord has given us a month to relocate, adding to our financial struggles. My friends, too, are upset with me. I maintain my innocence, arguing that I had no idea a child was the food thief, and I would never intentionally harm a child. Nevertheless, it seems I am held responsible, accused of creating a huge problem from a seemingly trivial situation. The child is okay, no harm to the health was inflicted. It was just an edible sauce, just very, very spicy.
Yeah. Sometimes it's okay to be the asshole.
It's not an asshole question. It's today I fucked up.
Okay, but here's where you fucked up. Plausible deniability. Don't put a note on it. Don't ever say you were expecting somebody to eat it. Just say, I wanted a super hot sandwich for my lunch today.
Yeah.
So then when somebody, plausible deniability. You made the mistake of saying, I knew somebody was going to eat my sandwich. That is actually a crime. If you do it with the intention that you know somebody, if you do it with the intention that you know somebody else is going to eat it and you are hurting them, something extremely spicy can be taken as hurting them.
But nothing happened.
It's the same thing as if you put like rat poison in the sandwich.
Okay, but yes, obviously, but nothing happened to the child. He was not harmed.
Okay, he was in a little bit, definitely emotionally harmed.
He'll survive. He survived.
Yeah, he'll survive. I'm totally on this dude's side, and I think he was right. Don't get me wrong, but what I'm saying is, dude, plausible deniability.
Yeah.
You did not make a super hot, spicy sandwich to fuck somebody up because you know they've been stealing your food. You made a super hot, spicy sandwich because you love super hot, spicy sandwiches, and you were planning to eat that, and it's such a shame that somebody stole your lunch today.
Yes, that's exactly.
That's what you need to stick by.
Yeah. Sounds like you've done this before.
No, I just, you need plausible deniability.
Yeah.
And fuck the little 9-year-old. Don't steal people's shit. And he learned a life lesson. He learned a life lesson. It sucks that your landlord's such a little sour little person that their cleaner can make him get twisted up in that way that now you're evicting. I would fight that eviction.
Yeah.
I would fight it. It would be the same thing as somebody stole one of your knives and then dropped it on their foot and stabbed them through your foot. That's not your fault. Like they messed up. They stole property and they got themselves hurt. So that's not your fault. Sucks that you're getting kicked out. But next time you ever do something like that again, plausible deniability. And the only reason that all your other friends and business partners are mad at you is because something that you did is getting them kicked out. That's the only reason. They probably think the kid eating your spicy sandwich is actually hilarious. They just don't like the fact that they're getting kicked out. And they're sour about that.
Yeah.
So in the future, plausible deniability. I'm glad that little kid got his taste buds wrecked.
Yeah.
Probably had a fiery shit after that too. Fire turds.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I think the important thing is that like nothing happened. No harm was done to the child. Yeah. It was probably a bit uncomfortable for him.
But like as a parent, you need to teach your kids not to steal stuff.
Yeah.
Imagine this for a scenario. The kid's allergic to peanuts.
Yeah.
And it's not a peanut butter and jam sandwich. It's some other kind of sandwich that happens to have a peanut-based sauce to it.
Yeah.
And the kid goes around, eats that sandwich, doesn't actually even taste like peanut butter. Like there's just a little bit of nut sauce in it that it doesn't taste like peanut butter. And the dude goes into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah.
You need to teach your kids not to eat food, especially food that's not theirs. It's one thing stealing things. It's another thing to steal someone's lunch. Like, buddy, you're an idiot. If you're going to steal something people aren't really going to notice for a long time. Don't steal somebody's lunch.
Yeah, but he's 9.
Every day.
He's 9.
Yeah. You know, this comes back to the mom and the cleaner. Like,
100% it's on the mom. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the mom's fault. You need to teach your kids not to steal stuff.
Yeah.
This could have been so much worse.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. It could have been worse. But I don't think. Yeah. I think that the only reason the guy fucked up is because he put a note.
He put a note. You should have had plausible deniability and just be like, yeah, this is a hot sandwich for me.
Yeah.
This is the sucks that you ate it, but haha, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
This is funny. Don't put a note on things. If you're going to do that, you got to be smarter about it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on.
Moving along.
Luna wants to come back up, but she doesn't know how.
Luna. All right. Moving along. Am I the asshole for telling my wife and in-laws to fuck off after they told me to stop cuddling with my daughter? I have 3 kids, 15 female, 12 female, and 7 male. My oldest has always been a bit of a cuddler, and that suits me fine because I am too. Recently, my in-laws were over and we were all watching a movie together. It was a kid's movie, so my 15-year-old was bored out of her mind and tired, so she started to snuggle up to me and go to sleep. After the movie was over, we sent all the kids to their beds / their rooms and got chatting for a bit longer. There was a fair bit of wine involved. I was sober though, and eventually, after a short silence, my father-in-law let it drop that he thought it was inappropriate I still cuddled with my 15-year-old. I don't know why he brought it up all of a sudden, but I was prepared to laugh it off and just assume it was the alcohol. To my surprise, my wife and my mother-in-law both agreed with him. I have a lot of respect for my in-laws. I get along with them great, and I consider them closer than my own parents. Obviously, I was quite fond of my wife as well, but I outright told them to fuck off and go fuck themselves. And then left and went to bed. I've never spoken to any of them like that before, but I felt it was the right thing to say in the moment. They want me to apologize for being so rude to them. So am I the asshole?
It doesn't sound like the conversation escalated. It just sounded like he got really fed up and said, fuck off. But it sounded like it came out of nowhere. Like, yes, I think like the father-in-law mentioning that, it is kind of weird. Like, obviously it's totally fine to cuddle with your 15-year-old child. Like, there's nothing weird with that. And if you think that there's something weird with that, then that's on you. Like, you're sexualizing something that should not be looked at that way. And but it doesn't sound like he, I don't know, like from what OP is saying, like there wasn't a blow up or anything. Like, I think OP kind of went a little bit far.
Well, I feel like it's insulting to say that to someone, the implications that you're implying. I'd be pretty offended.
I would be offended, but I don't think I would like resort to that.
I think I'd say the exact same thing.
I don't know.
Top comment, not the asshole. The implications of what they're suggesting are horrendous.
Yeah.
You cuddle your damn kid. It's lovely that she feels so comfortable with you. They're projecting their own disgusting thoughts, and that's bullshit.
That's true.
You shouldn't be apologizing to them. They should be apologizing to you for the implication.
Okay. I changed my mind.
There's a couple edits. Edits due to info request. We were not spooning. She was sitting next to me, lying on my chest.
That's what I was picturing, yeah.
Sitting down, kids sitting beside you, and she falls asleep, rests her head on your chest, and falls asleep.
Yeah.
Normal.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's important info, but I didn't yell when I said it.
Okay.
Another edit. I think I've read most everything now, and thanks for all the messages of support and hate. I like them all. Some people ask me to make an update post. I don't think I will. I'm sorry. I've been speaking to them over the past few days, and I know why they said what they said, although it was not relevant to me telling them to fuck off. But it's pretty personal, and I don't feel like sharing. I won't be apologizing to any of them, especially now that I know their reasoning. I love my wife, but it hurts that she doesn't trust me.
Sorry, he won't be apologizing now that he knows the reasoning. So yep. It means his like doesn't reaction show is valid.
Yeah, doesn't want to show their reasoning or any. It doesn't want to share their reasoning, but yeah, he doesn't want to. Won't be apologizing at all.
Hmm.
Something in there with their opinions and stuff that will be unsolved to us.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I think I would definitely be offended by what they're insinuating. But I don't know if saying, like, fuck off. If they were, like, really fighting you on it, like, really disagreeing with you and it escalated into a fight, I think that's reasonable to say fuck off. But I don't know.
I think I would.
If they're just expressing concern, which is, like, fucking weird, I think, like, you can just handle it maturely and just
possibly
say, no, it's my daughter. What is weird about that? Why do you think that's weird?
I think I would have got offended by the implication. So
I'm gonna I would have been offended, but okay. Agree to disagree again.
Damn.
Maybe we should name this
episode.
This episode, agree to disagree.
Might have to rename it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Moving along.
Moving along. Am I the asshole for sleeping with a guy after the man I thought was my boyfriend said we were not a couple? We have been seeing each other for a year and everything looked and seemed like we were a couple. He said he loved me and I him. He spends every weekend with me and we have planned our first trip together, etc. Last weekend, he was in bed and I made him pancakes because his birthday was on Tuesday. He was very happy about it and I joked about spoiling him. I said that I wanted to spoil my man. He said, I am not your man. With the same energy. He didn't seem awkward nor embarrassed. Just as calm with a smile on his stupid face. I didn't take it seriously and said, yeah, I know you're not my man. He was more serious now and said, no, really, I am not your boyfriend. I felt literally sick, but I tried to be calm and I asked, so what are we? He said, I don't know. Really great friends with benefits? I didn't say anything after that and he ate his pancakes in silence. Later he asked if he would do anything. I said that I was planning on cleaning and doing some paperwork. He left an hour later. I ran to the bathroom to be sick and I probably cried for a solid 2 hours. I couldn't keep anything in my stomach the rest of the day. He texted that evening, thanking me for breakfast in bed and that he thought I was amazing, but I didn't answer, so he called a few times. I didn't answer. Around 10 p.m., he rang at my door. I just opened a jar and pretended I was sick with the flu and was going to bed. He offered to stay the night in case I needed help during the night, and I said no. I didn't answer him Sunday nor Monday, and I didn't wish him a happy birthday on Tuesday either, and I have just been keeping it short texts, feigning sickness. He never brought up what he once said. Then yesterday, he wrote that he missed me and that he hadn't gone this long without talking to me since we met and that he was going mad. He asked if we could at least have dinner. I said that I was very busy. He said, "Don't you miss me?" I said that I was very tired because I was out all night with a guy last night, so I just wanted to relax by myself this evening. He stopped answering. He showed up 15 minutes later asking me if I was lying. I wasn't. I told him that we weren't a couple, so I was free to do whatever. He said that I broke his heart and cheated on him, and I am an asshole. I waited for him to leave before I started crying. He is right. We have never had the talk. Actually, I never asked him what we are. I just assumed because I loved him and I thought he did too. But now I know we aren't together. Why was he upset that I slept with another man yesterday? Was I the asshole? Was it cheating?
No, I mean, dude, you fucked up, bro. She never had that conversation. She tried to have that conversation with you. She literally did. That was the conversation that you had. And you said, no, we're just good friends with benefits. Well, guess what, buddy? Friends with benefits are not exclusive. And it's not cheating because you're only friends with benefits, so you can sleep with whoever you want. And she literally just was testing you, never actually cheated on you. She just wanted to see what your reaction would be.
I think she did.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
She never said she went out and did that.
She said she did. She said it was true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, either way, buddy, you're lost. You fucked up.
Yep.
She's pissed. You broke her heart. That's what she wanted from you. And then she just went out and got a rebound, made herself feel good for the night. But like, buddy, you fucked up. You fucked up, bud.
100%. This is why it's important to ask your significant others to be boyfriend or girlfriend.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. Denver thought it was weird that I wanted him to ask me officially to be his girlfriend. What?
Put me on blast right now.
Yeah, well, you've done this to me a few times, so now it's your turn.
Okay, well, I would like just to say that I was 5 years older than Teresa.
Mm-hmm. You still are.
At the time. Okay. To me, I thought I was older and past where, would you like to be my girlfriend? And the conversation would be more of, so are we exclusively dating each other?
Yeah, but we never had that conversation.
No, I thought we would get to that conversation, but we weren't even allowed to get to that conversation because Teresa dropped some very strong hints that I needed to ask her to be my girlfriend.
Well,
and then on the third date, I did.
I don't think it was like that.
And I said, "Will you be my girlfriend?" Because to me, in my head, the conversation that we were going to have over the next couple of dates was, "Hey, so this is a thing. I really like you. Like, I've only seen you. I'm not talking to anybody else. I hope you're not talking to anybody else either. Like, are we exclusively dating? Are we girlfriend and boyfriend?" That would have been the line language that I would have used.
You've never mentioned that before.
Nope. I've been burying it because you wanted me to ask you to be my girlfriend.
Yeah. I wanted it to be explicitly said.
Exactly. Yeah. In that way. So I did what you wanted, and it's been great ever since. So why would I ever bring that up? You're welcome. Thank you.
No, but after a year, you can only assume if you're saying I love you to someone.
Yeah.
Obviously, buddy, you're going to assume that you're together.
Yeah, buddy is an asshole. Buddy is a straight up dickhead.
Like,
You've been dating for a year.
Yeah.
And you have the audacity to say, we're just friends with benefits. That sounds to me like you're sleeping with other people, asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Also, though, I don't know, weren't there other signs? Like, have you met his family? Have you met his friends? Like, those would also be, like, telltale signs.
Has he introduced you as his girlfriend to anybody?
Yeah. After a year. I don't know.
Sounds to me like you're a fuckboy.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I'm not loving it.
I think she needs to move on.
Oh, 100%. Oh, 100%. Yeah, he's not the one for you.
Nope.
This was posted 20 hours ago. No updates.
Oh, okay. Maybe we should stay on that.
Yeah.
Follow that one. See if we can get some updates. All right, moving along.
Okay.
This is a good one. Am I the asshole for refusing to spend money on my stepdaughter's wedding? My wife passed away when my sons were 8 and 4. Since then, I remarried, and my new wife and I have been married for 11 years now. She herself was married before and had a daughter of her own from her own past marriage. Her ex-husband's story is its own saga, but suffice to say, he is alive but isn't in their life anymore. When we married, my bio children were 13 and 9, and my stepdaughter was 12. For 11 years, I've tried to make some bridges. I would get her gifts and try to make sure she always got what she wanted. I did anything I could do to make her happy. I would drive her to school, be at her extracurriculars. I paid for the nicest private schools for her that I could. Not to mention, I worked day and night so I could give her the lifestyle she deserved. My wife is a housewife, a choice she made after she voluntarily quit her job in marketing. I tried my best and treated her just like my sons, but she continued to hate me. This came to a head specifically when my stepdaughter graduated about 5 years ago. While my eldest son had invited my wife, his stepmom, to his graduation, my stepdaughter refused to invite me. She had 2 tickets, but she only invited her mother. Her grandparents refused as they live in my wife's native country. But when I asked why, she said, "You're not my dad. You didn't raise me. I don't want you in my life." I was heartbroken. I tried very hard for her to like me, but she hated me. Still, I paid for her college. I paid for both of my son's colleges as well. Nevertheless, a few months back, she informed my wife that she will be getting married. I only found out when my wife told me. What was even more devastating is that she said she would come home to celebrate, and I brought a cake and balloons and so much more. Then last minute, she changed plans. She just told my wife that she should come over to her apartment without my sons and I was shattered. When I did eventually call to congratulate her, she just tried to end the conversation as quickly as she could. The last thing I had asked was maybe the honor of having a father-daughter dance with her, which she shot me down. I said nothing, but then when the bill came, my wife said she needed money for her wedding. I considered it long and hard, but clearly, as she didn't consider me her father, I said I would not be paying for her wedding. I told my wife that she had money saved up. It was for her choice to use if she wanted, but I would not be paying for her wedding. She was furious at me. She said she barely had any money saved up and I was being an awful person. I received calls from all of my wife's family telling me that I should pay, mainly her immediate family, like my father-in-law and my brother-in-law. The whole thing has become a mess. It has divided our family, but I am still holding my ground. So am I the asshole?
No. 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 She can't have the cake and eat it too. She wants you for your money. She wants you to provide as a father, but she doesn't treat you as a father.
Yeah.
She can't have the cake and eat it too.
No, she's been very rude. Bro, she was 12 and now she's 23. Like, that's 11 years. Technically, he raised her for just as much time as she was alive before she met him.
Yeah, literally. And so, yeah, he did. Like, he sounds like he was a present father figure for her. Like, he took her to extracurriculars.
Paid for everything.
Like, doesn't sound like they had a bad relationship growing up.
No, it sounds like she's just a bitch.
Sorry.
Sounds like he tried hard as shit.
I would 100% stay my ground here and I would not falter.
Stay strong.
Yeah. Oh, that's a word.
There's a couple edits. Edit 1. I want to be clear. I will absolutely be paying for my son's weddings when they come. Second edit. I want to also clarify that this is going to be far from a minor financial inconvenience. While I am significantly wealthy, it is still not something that will go easy on my bank account. My wife's family is Indian. Her ex-husband was Indian, and my stepdaughter is Indian. Her wedding is going to have probably around 400 to 600 people.
Yeah.
Third edit. My wife has been an amazing mother to both of our boys and our girl. She is a loving and doting wife. She runs a phenomenal house. She tried to get her daughter close to me as well, but to little consequence. I also do not think that I could be where I am without her, and certainly before her, I was nowhere close to where I am in my success. It is also true that my money has always been our money, and she does most of the accounting for the house anyway. If I do this, I would be doing this for her, not my daughter. Moreoverly, if she really wanted to, she could do it without my approval. More than half the money is in bank accounts with her name on them. Long story involving bad business decisions in my life, which gave me bad credit. If she wanted to, she could. She never has, and I do not think she will. If she does, that will be her choice. And even if she told me she was doing it, I do not think I would stop her. Fourth edit. Some of you have DM'd me questions about my life. Yes, I do have one son with my wife. My wife had her daughter when she was quite young, 19. And we had a baby boy. It was not planned, and he is 3 now, after my daughter graduated. I wish to keep parts of my life hidden because they were not important parts to this story, but some of you mentioned that this may be important to the story as it may have impacted my relationship with my daughter. I assure you, she was just cold with me before the baby and the event at her graduation happened before my daughter knew about the pregnancy.
Yeah, no, she sounds like a bitch.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're rich. It doesn't matter if you have all the money in the world. You cannot expect, as a stepdaughter, you should not be entitled to that money because it's not your money and that's not your father, right?
Yes, but after reading the story a little bit, they are in Indian culture.
Yeah.
And it's always expected for the bride's family to pay for the wedding.
Well, too fucking bad.
That's social, on her. It's the social expectations.
Yeah, but that's on her. She's treating... It's also...
That's not really on the bride. That's kind of...
Yeah, it is.
That's not on the bride. That's the social expectation of their culture.
Okay, but if that's what she had in her mind and that's what she was expecting, that's... You should have treated your stepfather better.
I agree.
You should have had a better relationship with him if that's what you expected.
But what I mean is there's just social...
I understand that.
And the expectation that her parents will be paying for her wedding.
I understand that, but that's still...
the way that she was raised.
Okay.
And what she was taught.
Okay, but there's also a social norm to treat your stepfather with respect.
Agreed. Agreed. It's
a two-way street.
No, 100% agree. I'm just saying that I'm not surprised because in Indian culture, they do have large weddings and it's
100%. That's fine, but that's irrelevant.
The bride's family pays for the wedding.
That's fine, but that's irrelevant.
Yes.
She is saying that she doesn't want a relationship with him where she doesn't see him as a father, but she sees him as a bank for her.
Yeah. It's not right, but I'm just saying, like, I can see where she thought she could get away with it because she just thought her parents were going to be paying for her wedding either way.
Well, I'm glad she's brought back down to reality.
Yeah. Top comment, not the asshole. Your stepdaughter said you are not her dad. You're not obligated to pay for her wedding since you are not her dad, even though you tried and supported her. Ask them to ask money from her biological dad.
Yeah.
That's the very least they could do. At this age, her daughter will never accept you as a father figure. So you can accept the fact and act accordingly.
Exactly. Ask your bio dad if that's what you expected.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye.
There is an update.
Oh.
After reading some of your comments, a lot of thinking, and a long conversation with my wife and I have come to a decision. Firstly, my wife understands where I am coming from. In the original conversation with my wife, I put my foot down without properly explaining my reasoning behind the decision. I was just angry and should have communicated better. After explaining, however, my wife is sympathetic with me and said she doesn't know what the right thing to do here is, but she said she'll do whatever I think is right. After some talking and thinking, we came to the following conclusion. For what it's worth, we will give her $50,000. This is more than plenty for a great wedding. It's less than a third of the original $160,000 that she wanted from us, and one fourth of the estimated $200,000 for her wedding. Not to mention, her fiance's dad is himself giving her around $50,000. My wife also further informed our daughter that neither of us will be attending the wedding. This was a decision my wife made of her own volition. After informing her on the call, she came to our house to pick up the check. We told her that this would be the last money we would be giving her. She said that it was better we cut her out of her life anyways, as she didn't want me to ruin her new life. My wife and I were angry, but everyone held their tongues. She left and she will no longer be part of our life.
What? Oh, the way I would have took that check right in front of her fucking face, took it out of her hand and ripped it in front of her face. Oh my God, the entitlement.
Entitlement. But I think this comes down to do with the Indian culture. In the Indian culture, the daughter has been raised that her parents will pay for her wedding. And there's also a huge amount of social pressure on her mom from all of the extended family, from everybody, to also provide that wedding for the daughter. So for the mom, I feel like $50,000, like they're obviously wealthy, they can afford it. Like $50,000 is a huge amount to all normal day people. But for them, in their situation, they're like, we feel this social pressure that we need to provide a wedding for it. So we're not going to pay for your whole outrageous $200,000 wedding, but here's $50,000 from us because that will still provide you with a very nice, amazing wedding. And I think all of that comes down to like cultural, social pressure on both sides that created the expectations on the daughter and made these parents feel like they still had to give up $50,000.
But the daughter should learn. You fucking treat people shitty, then you're going to get shit in return.
Agreed. But I think the reason that she's not learning that is the social pressure the parents are getting from all their culture and family. Yeah. If it was us, we don't give a fuck. We'd be like, you're not getting any money. But there's a reason that they give them $50,000.
And that's she deserved nothing. And it doesn't matter your expectations, social norms and whatnot. It doesn't matter because you treated your father shitty.
Stepfather.
Same thing.
Yeah. But I'm just not surprised. There's just so much social pressure.
If crazy. I was that stepfather, there's no way she would have got a cent from me.
Agreed.
Even before that comment.
Oh, agreed. Agreed. That's crazy. Top comment, because the update's on a separate post. Please don't give her the money. She's not grateful for you. She's only using you as her personal bank.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't help but want to slap her.
Me too.
OP replies, it has already been given. Unfortunately, I am a man of my word.
Ugh, you're weak.
Social pressure.
No.
He's at weak. The end of the day, it's not his decision. It's his wife's decision. It's her daughter. Listen, we made an agreement when you
became... It's his money.
Nope. It's their money. They made an agreement when she decided to be the stay-at-home wife and give up her job. They agreed that it's their money. Fine. When you're in a marriage, fine, it becomes their money. And wife wanted to do that. The wife gets to do that at the end of the day. It's her daughter. She gets to do that.
I agree. Fine.
It sucks. It's shitty, but it is what it is.
Yeah, but this guy's dumb though.
It's not his choice.
Whatever. Agree to disagree.
Okay. I think we're agreeing. I don't know. We're not disagreeing. But I just mean like there's social pressure. That's why the mom felt like she still had to give her daughter money, even though her daughter's a royal bitch.
Yeah. Luna.
Imagine we were getting $50,000 for a wedding. I would have a $30,000 honeymoon.
Literally.
Jeez.
Okay, moving along.
Actually, she's getting $100,000 from both sides. $50,000 from both sides.
Yeah, that's wild.
All right, moving along.
Moving along. My 27 male girlfriend, 26 female, of 4 years, rejected my proposal because she wanted more time. Am I the asshole for breaking up with her and kicking her out of my apartment? I was in a relationship with my girlfriend for 4 years. We really loved each other. My family loved her. Her family loved me. We had discussions of marriage. We had made plans for the future, how many kids we wanted. My girlfriend was always extremely excited about it. Over the last few months, I was giving her consistent hints that I was going to propose to her. And last weekend, I booked a nice resort where I would plan to propose to her in a private place. Well, when I did propose to her, she somehow seemed shocked about it and asked if she could have a few more months. That just completely stunned me and was one of the most heartbreaking moments of my life. My girlfriend kept apologizing, saying she just needed to be in the right mental space and that right then she wasn't. She cried and promised me that we were technically engaged. She just needed a few more months to officially accept a proposal. I felt empty, sad, embarrassed. I felt horrible. When we returned back to our apartment, she was apologizing a lot, and there was a lot of crying. The whole situation for me was heartbreaking and embarrassing that I could not talk about it with any of my friends or even my parents. I could only consult my siblings. My siblings had completely contrasting opinions. My brother told me maybe she got cold feet, and a lot of people get cold feet, and to just give her time because she seemed like a genuine person. However, my sister told me what my girlfriend did was girl code for cheating and that my girlfriend was probably ashamed about accepting my proposal, given that she most likely was having an affair. My sister told me that my girlfriend would probably call off the affair in the next couple of months, after which she would be comfortable accepting the proposal. Completely contrasting opinions, but I sided with my sister because my brother seems to be a bit naive at times. The more I thought about it, the more what my sister said made logical sense, and that just shattered my heart even more. So a couple days ago, after my girlfriend came home from work, I told her we were done and that she had a couple of hours to pack up and leave. I gave her no heads up about it. I gave no reasons. She was shocked and talking a lot, asking why, but at this point, I just didn't trust her anymore. She obviously cried, but I was over it. A couple hours later, her friend came to pick her up and I blocked her number so I didn't get any more texts. I am still suffering a lot and will take a lot of time to heal through this. Am I the asshole?
Yeah, maybe. I feel like that's excessive. Like, bro, you don't actually know she cheated on you. You're just assuming from one sister's opinion that she could potentially be cheating on you.
Yeah.
And now you're just assuming that. It could be a lot of other different reasons of why she's not ready yet.
Yeah, just fucking communicate with her.
How about you have a conversation and sit down and be like, okay, there's nothing wrong with proposing and she doesn't want to propose. And now you're second guessing if this is right for you, if this is what you want. Is marriage so important that you need that title right away? And you're not willing to wait for that person until they are ready for that. Mm-hmm. There could be other things that she's going through. But I think it's wrong when you're just assuming she cheated on you.
Like, you have no proof.
Do you actually know that's what happened? How about you sit down and have a conversation about why she's waiting or why she's delayed or anything like that? I do think you're at that point. Like, how long were they dating before they got engaged?
4 years.
So that's only 4 years. Some people want a little bit more time.
4 years is a long time.
It's a long time, but that doesn't mean that depending on what those 4 years of your life were, not everybody's ready to.
That's fine.
But it's also fine, I think, for him to be like, okay, well, what's going on? Why aren't we ready? What's happening? That's a conversation.
Yes.
You just straight up kicked her out and blocked her. What's wrong with you?
Are you 12?
Yeah.
What do you mean you blocked her? You just proposed to her and are you blocking her out of your life? Like, what? How are you?
How'd you do a 180 so fast?
A 180, yeah. Why are you so easily influenced by what your sister is saying? That's concerning.
And the fact that you apparently love her enough to propose to her, but you don't love her enough to stick around if she didn't say yes.
Yeah. You're 27. You're not mature enough to get married. You're not mature enough to have an adult relationship. If you can't have an adult conversation, you cannot get married. Like, this is so immature beyond words. Top comment. This was only posted 16 hours ago. Top comment, LOL, what did I just read? The next top comment. I have never heard of that being girl code for cheating. Maybe it's just your sister's code for cheating. Literally. I would try to discuss the reasons for her uncertainty with her. OP's sister is projecting hard.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Jeez.
It's bananas.
Is there any update to this?
No, it was just posted 16 hours ago.
You need to stay up to date on this. Is wild. OP does that? It just shuts down and I blocked her on everything. Like, you're an idiot, dude. How are you ever expecting to resolve everything? He's not. He wants to just move on. He wants to cut and move on. Buddy, you have no idea. Have an adult conversation.
Yeah.
You don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, you're a little wimp. You're a little wimpy.
Actually, maybe you're doing this girl a favor if that's how you're going to react over things.
Honestly, yeah. She dodged a bullet.
Literally. Imagine getting ringed into that. Jesus.
Yeah.
Moving along. Am I the asshole for not apologizing to my husband when he dipped his balls in my poop water?
What? Can we get a trigger warning for this, please?
Trigger warning, balls, poop, and water.
I was not prepared for that.
This all happened last night around 1 a.m. I had just finished nursing our baby and was getting ready for bed. My husband was finishing up some work and I was doing the same. Our master bathroom has a separate room for the toilet, so after I went pee, I was brushing my teeth when my husband walked in. He proceeded to sit on the toilet to poop and immediately started screaming and jumps up. Apparently, the bowl had backed up to the brim, and when he sat down, his balls dipped into the poop-filled bowl. He jumped up and started stripping down, yelling the whole time. I'm actually about to die laughing so hard with the toothbrush in my mouth, but I rally and get to work plunging the toilet as he continues to yell. I apologize for saying, "I'm so sorry that this happened to you. It's disgusting and this sucks," or something to that effect. Now, our house has finicky toilets, and we do get backups fairly frequently, like one time per week. My husband always blames me, which may have some merit since I do use toilet paper for all my business, while he only uses it for 50% of his. We have several bathrooms in our house, and he typically uses a guest bathroom as his poop room. So the times where he has to deal with the backup allegedly caused by me is rare. Last night, he decided to forego using his bathroom and use our bathroom, which is where the problem literally arose. For additional context, I had last had a number two in the afternoon, and he had used the toilet several times before the ball dip and had no issues. So after a very long day, he had to take a shower at 1 a.m. and was irritated with me. He felt that, one, my apology was not sincere. Two, I did not take ownership of being the cause of the backup and the reason that his balls dipped in. Number three, I should have washed the toilet fully flush to make sure that it all went down. I feel that my apology was enough. I validated his feelings and did genuinely feel bad that it happened. However, I consider it an act of God for which I am not responsible. Additionally, I don't think it's my responsibility to monitor the toilet after I've used it. It's the next user's responsibility to look where they're sitting. So Reddit, am I the asshole?
No. Oh my God. He needs to stop being a little bitch. Who cares? You got some poopy ball. Poopy. Wet balls. So what, you had to shower? Like, it's not her fault. She just went to the washroom and she said that he peed in it a couple times before, right?
Yeah.
So you can't guarantee that it was her fault.
Yeah, it sounds weird. It's not even like she's saying, I did take a number two. It's like, I took a number two in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And he peed in it a couple of times. So I'm not sure why he didn't know it was there.
So yeah, how is it her fault? And even if it was her fault, like, yeah, I would fucking laugh too. Like, yeah. this is such an unserious situation. Not one that like needs to have like a sincere apology.
Yeah, just hop in the shower, bro.
Just relax. Like, let's calm down.
Yeah. Top comment, not the asshole. This is hilariously ridiculous.
Yeah.
Serves him right for deciding to poop in the room where you were brushing your teeth when he had other options.
Well, I mean, it's his house too. Like, he can poop wherever he wants, but
yeah, I mean, when you have two bathrooms, it's a that could yeah.
I don't think he's at fault for going to the bathroom in his master bedroom.
That one time, bro, that you don't use your own poop room, that happens to you. So, but also, like, look before you sit down. Like, that has literally happened to us this morning. Like, I go to use the toilet and it's clogged. And I'm like, I didn't do this. She's had to use a plunger for the first time in her life.
Luna did it.
Luna did it. Is that the first time you ever used a plunger?
No comment.
Okay. I will say, though, that something that I've kind of always lived by is you can always tell the size of the person by how easily things make them mad.
I thought you were going to say by the size of their poop.
No. If this is something that he's actually angry about, when it should be funny, kind of tells you the size of the person you are. Like, if you're so quick to anger, it shows you how big of a person you are that you can't stay calm and you're just so quickly angry about anything.
Yeah, like, this was such an unserious situation and it didn't warrant an argument. There's no one at fault. No one's the asshole. You're the he's the asshole for getting upset over something so trivial.
Like, you can be grossed out, but do you really need to get angry?
Yeah, exactly.
Edits. Thank you all for reading our nasty little tale. It honestly was too disgusting to keep this to ourselves. This was my first post, so thank you for the awards. I can't keep up with responding, but I've read all the comments and I'm still laughing. Here are a few clarifications that keep popping up. One, my husband is actually a chill person and a great partner. Dipping his balls into fecal matter is a hard boundary that I do respect. If he didn't shriek as his world crumbled, this would actually be a very different post. He is a pure soul who just sits down and has his faith that everything will work out. Apparently, this was the case for decades until these recent events. We will call a plumber. We really assumed this was an issue that's coming from living in the city with a crumbling infrastructure. Lesson learned. I will amass a collection of thinner TP and do a controlled experiment to find the best option for our home. It truly pains me to switch from Charmin, but we will need a different life for now. Thank you for helping us see this clearly. Also, the timeline. I went pee. The last poop was mine 6+ hours before. I had used it for number one several times before the incident. I then moved to the sink. About 5 minutes elapsed. I heard the toilet flush and go quiet. Husband then walks in and went to the toilet closet, sat down, and immediately jumped up shrieking. I cannot emphasize this enough. He shrieked in a high-pitched tone that is saved for the angels. He did not poop, but opted for a shower and a long grumble. Number five, thank you to the Australians in this thread for the nightmare fuel of snakes, spiders, and other deadly creatures lurking in the bowl. Jesus, truly terrifying.
What? I don't want to know. Nope. I don't want to know.
You know, like the toilet rim?
Yep.
Imagine a snake coiled up around there.
Stop it.
As you're going to the washroom.
Oh, good thing I don't
so
have
So in
any.
Australia, the snakes get in through anywhere. So they actually check their toilets before they get a flush before they use it.
No.
There's any snakes hiding there.
That's a hard no for me.
Number six. So my husband does not use TP for number one. He shakes and returns his equipment to its original position. It's normal. I haven't seen my brothers do this, but assume that they didn't use it either. Others I've dated have not used it either, so I'm assuming that I only dated animals, or this is just a cultural difference. I don't know what guys are using toilet paper for number one.
You should.
We cannot comment. We cannot commit to not using TP unless our whole plumbing situation is dead. We have a very active and curious toddler and soon-to-be-crawling baby. We can't risk the trash being compromised. We will try to answer any additional questions. Thanks for reading, friends. You know, some people, like, they don't, you don't put the toilet paper in the toilet.
Yeah.
You put it in the trash bin beside.
I hate that.
That's the grossest thing that I've ever seen.
Yeah, I know. I agree. Seen. I think it's, like, very common in Europe.
Yeah, like, a couple of the Airbnbs we went to in Europe, they're like, do not put the toilet paper in the toilet. And I'm like, this is, put it in the trash can. I'm like, this is the most disgusting thing ever.
Yeah.
That needs to go down.
I don't like that.
It needs to go down right away.
Yeah. I don't like that, but I don't know what kind of systems they're using. But, I don't know. Doesn't sound like your husband is such a chill dude, like you said. Sounds like he's very short to anger.
Maybe this is just a
once a one-off for him. You know, it's not normally that your balls get dipped into poop water. And I can tell you, it's not a fun experience. Like, I've had it happen.
But my question is, was it poop water?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. It sounds like something's weird with their plumbing where it came back.
So it was probably his own poop. Oh, no. But he doesn't use that washroom.
And he didn't even get to sit down yet and have a poop. Yeah. As a man, I have sat down in some public washrooms and felt my balls touch the water.
Ew.
It is the worst feeling in the world.
That's
so
gross.
I can't imagine if I look down in the water and it's poop water. Never mind just clean toilet bowl water. It was gross enough as it was. But then poop water, I would have shrieked too, I think.
I never thought of that. I would have
shredded you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have got mad.
That's why I look. No, I wouldn't have got mad.
Yeah.
I would have let you hear it.
We would have been joking around about it.
Like, I would never let you live it down. Yeah. Almost happened to me this morning, but guess what? I checked.
Stop.
I looked.
Stop it.
Teresa's elephant poops.
Stop. That's so mean. I don't talk about your poop. I have a gross question.
Oh god.
Do you guys, like, when you have like a really good poop, it's perfect, it's a perfect poop?
I hate talking about poop with you.
Do you guys like want to share it with your significant other? Because sometimes I find it's like, wow, it's like really share worthy. But Denver never wants to look.
Oh my God, so gross. I do not, but I will give you credit because you could be grosser. Sometimes she does come to me. She's like, you have to look. Come look. Please come look. And I'm like, fuck no. Get away from me. Stay away from me. But there was this one guy at my old work where he would walk up to you and just be like, yo, check this out, and shows you his phone. What do? You fucking look at what's on the phone. And it's a picture of his shit in a bowl. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Stay the fuck away from me. And at one point, I had to say, dude, if you show me another fucking poop pic, I'm going to management. I'm fucking telling somebody. Because it's not funny. I don't appreciate this. Go show this to any of the other fucking coworkers. This is the third time you've showed me your different shit. I don't want to fucking see it, dude. So I'm letting you know right now, like, I'm normally a chill guy, but I swear to fucking God, if you ever show me another poop pic, I will rat you out. I don't like to be a rat, but I've told you this three times and you're still showing me this shit. So I will go to management on this one, dude. I don't give a fuck because this is so nasty. Stop. And he stopped.
Oh my God.
Yeah. If you want to be uber disgusting, you just take a pic and then you walk up and you just look.
That's unhinged.
Everybody always looks. They're gonna look. You can't not look.
Of course.
Oh.
But like to a coworker, that's weird.
Fucking Steve.
To my partner, who I'm gonna... You're saying their real name?
It was Steve.
So shameless.
This was like Tormont Cat days. This was like...
Oh, now you're saying your place of work too?
This is like 6 years ago.
Okay, but maybe...
I don't care. Steve ever finds my podcast, man, you know you did me dirty.
What was I saying? I don't know.
When it's your partner, you just want to show the glory.
No, but like to your coworker, that's fucking weird. Like, you're not with that.
Well, we were decently close coworkers.
Still.
We were very close coworkers, I would say. Like, we shared a lot of funny shit and stuff. That was just, he thought that was his humor. And I'm like, this is not humor to me, man.
That's funny. All right.
Yeah.
What? Any other poop stories?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Moving along then?
Yeah, let's fucking move along. Let's get off this shit. I'm done. Done.
Let's get off this shit.
Ha-ha. Last story. Teresa's last. Wait, last story.
You did an unintentional pun. Let's get off this shit. Fuck my life. Okay. Last story. Am I the asshole for refusing to pick up a kid from elementary school? I am a mom to two sons, one aged 6, the other aged 8. They both attend the same elementary school, so pick up and drop off is easy for me. I'm married and I am mostly a stay-at-home mom, aside from the part-time job I have teaching kids piano. Recently, my older son had become quite good friends with another kid in his class. He wanted to have a playdate with him, so I got in touch with his mom to organize it. I managed to meet the kid's mom, and she seemed pretty responsible from my impression. The week after the playdate, I was picking up my two sons from school, and my eldest had brought his friend with him. I asked him where his mom was, and he told me that she told him to just go with Daniel, my son's name. Obviously, this was wildly irresponsible from her part, so I called her, but went straight to voicemail. Obviously, I wasn't going to leave the kid alone at the end of school, so after repeated attempts to contact her, I just took him with me home. She later contacted me 2 hours after school finished, asked me where her kid was, and then came to collect him from my house. I asked her why the hell she had done that. She was a single mom and couldn't pick him up in time due to her Pilates class. I was pissed as she has just used me for free childcare and assumed I had no responsibilities of my own. I told her not to do this again or I would report it. A few days later, and you guess it, my eldest comes to the car with his friend. I asked him where his mom was again, and he told me she had instructed him to go with my son again. At this point, I got out of the car with all the kids and went to the reception to tell them about the incident and left him there. I got a call after school from his mom with her swearing and berating me, calling me every name in the book, saying that I had got her in trouble with the school. We got into an argument and I hung up. After this, she made a Facebook post about me, calling me out and calling me a selfish asshole. I really don't know what to do and really want to know if I was the asshole.
That's hilarious. No, you're not the asshole. You should post your side on Facebook and then see what the Facebook commenters have to say. What a fucking idiot.
Yep.
Like, bro, you're right. She's not free childcare. And the fact that like, okay, like it's one thing. Like, no, there's no reason. If you can tell your son to go with him, there's no reason you can't ask ahead of time. And like, okay, Pilates class, no fucking excuse, bro.
No.
Like, you know when you need to pick your kid up from school.
Exactly. That's
if there
not-
was like a work emergency, yes, and there's some emergency and you called a parent, I'm sure she'd be more than happy,
yes,
to take him for the afternoon until you're done with your work emergency or emergency situation. But the fact that you're abusing it for a Pilates class, mm-hmm, you're not even asking the parent. Like, what if they weren't going home that day? What if it's like, hey, I'm picking my kid up from school and we have to go visit grandparents,
yeah,
or something.
We have soccer practice. We have something else.
We have something that we're doing. Like, that is absolutely insane, what, entitled behavior.
What if that kid didn't go to school that day?
Yeah.
What if he was homesick?
Exactly.
Your son would have been stranded for 2 hours?
Yeah, you're just leaving him stranded, which is exact. And then what, at the same time, it's like, what is the mom supposed to do? Say, no, I'm leaving you here. Like, obviously, you're going to be like, I care for the kid. I'm doing,
yeah,
this for the kid, not,
yeah,
for the parent. But it's like, yeah, fuck you. You do this again, I am going to report you.
Yeah.
And then she reports him. And the real one who's suffering here is the kid who's like now waiting at school.
Yeah, I know. So shitty.
That is insane.
Yeah. Top comment. Reply on her post. She is lucky you didn't call CPS on her. Tell her friends that a Pilates class was more important than the safety of her child. OP replies, thanks for the advice on the Facebook post. It's been really causing me issues in my community.
Yeah, fuck you, bro.
I would stand up for
you. You should have went, just make comment on your own, yeah, Facebook post and then make your own Facebook post and just say your side of the story.
Yeah.
She's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, just stand up for yourself.
You have to stand up for yourself.
Anyone with the whole story would be on your side.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You think the school was like, no, you should take the kid. No, the school is like, oh yeah, that's messed up. Okay, leave the kid here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Poor Timmy. Just wants to hang out with Jimmy. Just want to play something in the backyard.
OP replies to quite a few comments, but there's no update. This was only posted a day ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some people are so entitledly
entitled. So also like unaware. Like, so
I feel like she's aware and she's trying to get away with it. Like, why would you book a Pilates class for when you have to pick your kid up from school though?
Yeah.
Like, it's another thing being like reaching out to the parent and being like, oh, I know Timmy wants to come play with Jimmy.
Yeah.
So how about, what do you think about taking him home with you? And then I'll come pick him up 2 hours later so they, yes, can have some friend time.
But be an adult
and then have that conversation. She says yes. And you're like, great, I got the confirmation. I'm going to book myself a Pilates class.
Yes, that's totally
nothing
fine.
Wrong with that.
Yes.
The fact that you can't even text the parent. You can tell your kid to go home with him. Another different situation is if like something happens, your phone breaks, you can't get there, school can't get a hold of you, Timmy doesn't know what to do, and Timmy's like, hey man, can I come to your house? I can't get a hold of my mom. It's like, oh, you can't get a hold of your mom? Okay, I'll come. And then you better have a good-ass fucking reason why you, mm-hmm, couldn't get a hold of them. That's your responsibility as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Like, figure that shit out, man.
Yep, exactly.
Poor Timmy.
Poor Timmy. Yep. All right. That's all I have.
That's all I got. This has been episode 18 or 17.
17.
Not sure.
17, because we're not. Yes.
What was the theme again? We rethemed this one halfway through.
Oh, no, we're not going with that. Agree to disagree?
Agree to disagree. I like that. We should do that.
But most of them we agreed. There was a good chunk that we didn't agree, but.
Yeah. That was a good one, though.
I think theme is TBD.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to say to end us off?
Just thank you guys so much for supporting us. This has been week 17, episode 17 of doing this. This is insane. We've been loving seeing all of the comments and support online. We received like so many DMs on Instagram, TikTok. We see a lot of positive comments, and YouTube. Watching us on YouTube really, really helps us out. So we appreciate you guys so much for doing that and listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, giving us a 5-star review. We really, really appreciate it. And thank you guys so much for supporting us.
Yes. YouTube is the biggest push that we're trying to get right now. We're trying to get to 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. So please, if you guys are listening on anything that's not YouTube, please go to YouTube. We love YouTube because you were able to drop a comment down. We were able to have a conversation about certain stories. We've replied to every single comment that gets posted on our full long form videos, like pretty much every single one if we can. So that's the big focus. Please share it. Like it, do all of that stuff. We also included a new member section. 99 cents for a month will get you free access, early access to all of our episodes. We try to get all the episodes up on Sundays before they actually go live on Tuesdays. So from Sunday to Tuesday, that's members only access. So for 99 cents a month, you get early access, you get special badges. We'll know that you're a member. Other people will know that you're a member. Certain emojis that you can use. So we're trying to make a big push on YouTube so that we can hopefully do more events for you guys in the future. Just bigger and brighter things. But with any way that you guys listen, we do very much appreciate it.
Also, YouTube is where I see most of the comments now. It's been so hard on Instagram and TikTok to keep up with the comments. I know I said in the past that I read all the comments, but it's hard now. I can't.
We get thousands so per day. I mean, on the short stories, like we're over 20,000 followers on TikTok. Thank you so much. 30,000 on Instagram. Like we're getting thousands of comments per day. It's very hard to keep up for them. YouTube doesn't get as many comments, and we can kind of filter down from like the full episode ones. Yeah. They don't get as many comments. So direct all of your comments to those full episodes, and we'll have the conversation down in the comments. You want to talk shit on me? You want to talk nice things about Teresa? Just that's what goes down in those comments sections.
Yes, we're open to feedback, but please be nice.
Yes. Coming up on next week's episode, we're going to be having Kat and Megan on.
Yes.
And next week's episode is going to be themed Wait, What?
Yes.
And we're very excited. We're going to be doing it a late night evening one with some drinks. So we could have some really hot takes on the next episode.
I'll be the mediator because I don't drink. But
the DD.
The DD.
You'll be the sober director, sober co-host.
Yeah.
Sober host.
Kat is Denver's sister, Denver's other sister. So the last week's episode was Madison.
Yep.
Next week will be Kat and then her friend Megan, who's also our friend.
So it should be a good time.
Yes, should be a lot of fun. I'm very excited for that one.
We are very excited. So thank you guys so much, and we'll see you on the next episode.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.